Welcome back on a Friday. We're getting ready for the Dolphins and the Bills. Huge game on Sunday. We've said that a lot the last couple of months. And obviously, when you're sort of teetering on the edge of playoff existence, I suppose that's the kind of thing that happens. You're playing one big game after another, but it's getting more and more real, I guess, every week for the Dolphins, with two games to go this Sunday against the Bills. To preview that, Andy Cohen, the Dolphins.com columnist, stops by the studio. Andy, good to visit with you. Make sure you follow Andy, by the way, on Twitter at @acohenfins, and you can read him every weekday morning at thefinsiders.com. Before we get too far into the Bills, let's look back at Sunday, because that was about as fun as it gets with the Dolphins and the Patriots. And I guess one of the words at the top of my mouth is, or the top of my head is finally. I mean, finally, the Dolphins kind of got over that hump with the New England Patriots, and no time like the present.
Yeah, I led my column with wow, and that's kind of how I felt after the game. It seems like an eternity since the last time the Dolphins beat the Patriots, and for them to win this game and do it in the manner that they did, and Ryan Tannehill to play as well as he did, is a great source of confidence for this team. It's a great springboard. And now the key is what they do with that win. It put them in a good position. Now they have to take advantage of that good position. And as I said in my column this week, every game now is bigger, and that's good. While the Patriot game is certainly significant because of the situation they're in now with an 8-6 record going to Buffalo, Buffalo's now a huge game, and the Dolphins really need to have the right mindset. If they come with the mindset they had in Pittsburgh and in New York against the Jets, I believe strongly they'll win the game. They're a better team than the Bills, but they have to go out and do it, and it's all about the mindset.
You have to actually perform on Sunday. Game's not played on paper. All the cliches apply to this one, certainly. I think today, you know, the length of a story is so short. You talk about the news cycle and all those kinds of things, and we're always on to the next thing. So before he gets too far in our rearview mirror, can we appreciate Mike Thomas a little bit more? Because I think it's as good a story as we've had around here in a lot of years. You know, from the 49ers practice squad to the Dolphins to 5 days later playing in a game to the two huge plays on the final drive to AFC Defensive Player of the Week. You've been covering this team for a long time. I mean, this has got to be near the top of the just unbelievable list.
Yeah, it's another unique chapter in what has to be the most unique season this team has had in a long time. I think it's remarkable that on two plays he made AFC Defensive Player of the Week. It really shows how much of an impact he can have in two plays. And it's interesting, I asked him in the locker room this week which play he's most proud of. The play where he knocked the ball out of the receiver's hands, or the play that he intercepted. And he said it was the play that he knocked the ball out of the receiver's hands. He said that was a better athletic play. The guy had the ball in his hands. He was coming down. And if he doesn't make that play, if he doesn't swipe the ball away, the Patriots score right there. So, yeah, it's an amazing story. He's a great kid. Really soaked up the atmosphere, what was happening to him. You could tell how emotional he was. You know, it's the kind of story you really enjoy writing about, you really enjoy covering. And now it'll be interesting to see both what the Dolphins do with him and how well he performs. Did what he did on those two plays earn him the right to have more quality playing time in the secondary? We'll find that on Sunday. But certainly, Sunday against the Patriots will go down in his mind as one of the great moments of his life, and it was just a treat to watch.
It really was, and that kind of leads us into my favorite of your columns this week, which was about the depth on this team, and used all the examples, and you're kind of reading it, and you scroll down, and you're like, oh, man, there's another. And some of them are bigger names like Charles Clay. Some of them are, you know, Rishard Matthews. But then you get into a guy like Michael Thomas. It seems like week after week this season, the Dolphins have had a guy that you weren't necessarily counting on step up and play a huge role.
Yeah, look at someone like Marcus Thigpen. Here's a guy who's returned punts and kickoffs all year. And they've put some plays in the offense specifically for him. So when he comes on the field, I kind of get the feeling that he's going to get the ball. But the fact that they went to him for the game-winning score, that he made the play, that he made a nice catch, that it wasn't somebody else, really tells you the confidence they have in him. You know, and here's a guy who's probably on the depth chart. He's probably the third running back on the depth chart. But there's a spot for him on this team, and you see that all over the roster. You see it with Jimmy Wilson, who's a safety, played cornerback against the Patriots, blocked a punt against the Steelers. You know, you can really chronicle so many guys on this team stepping up, and really that's what winning is all about. You know, you're not gonna survive just on star power. You've got to have depth, and you've got to have consistency, and you got to have guys who you don't expect to come up big on Sunday. And really, that's been the story of this team all year long.
Dolphins.com columnist Andy Cohen is with us on Twitter at @acohenfins. You can read him every weekday morning at Dolphins.com. Let's talk about this Bills game now. The word I keep using this week is tricky. That's the kind of game it feels like to me. Divisional game, on the road, late in the season, bad weather, all those kinds of things. What do the Dolphins need to do aside from the obvious?
Well, you know, I said to you before we got on the air that I think more than a must game, it's a trust game. And I think by that I mean the Dolphins need to be able to trust themselves and trust everything that they have done to get to this point to carry them further. They can't get caught up in the success of the Patriots. What do the Dolphins have to do? The Dolphins have to play just consistent, mistake-free ball. They're a better team than Buffalo. Granted, they're playing on the road. It's a hostile crowd. It's cold weather. But if the mindset is correct and Tannehill can pick up where he left off, Tannehill's the difference in this game. He's clearly better than the Buffalo quarterback, further along, having a better season. And I believe that if Tannehill continues his December surge, the Dolphins have an excellent chance of winning this game and going to 9-6 is as amazing as that sounds.
The December has been outstanding for Tannehill so far. Obviously, the team is 3-0, but I think he's 8 touchdowns, 2 interceptions in the 3 games this month. Alan Pupar wrote a nice Inside the Numbers feature on Dolphins.com today, which you can check out. You're just sort of inside the numbers of Tannehill's December, and the numbers are staggeringly good so far, and obviously with still 2 games to go, 2 winnable games. You mentioned the quarterbacks. You know, Thad Lewis goes on the other side. When you first heard this week, early this week, that Thad Lewis was going to get the start and not E.J. Manuel, did that feel like a good thing or a bad thing in that moment to you when you heard it?
It felt like a good thing. You know, he's not an experienced quarterback. He wasn't the reason the Bills beat the Dolphins earlier this year. You know, when I look at Tannehill's numbers, one of the things that impresses me the most is in the last game, he hit 10 different receivers. And that's really a remarkable statistic. And looking further into that statistic, to me, it means that he's more comfortable in the pocket, that his progressions are better, that he's not focusing on one or two receivers, but now he has the ability to focus on a third and fourth receiver. The fact that he gets so many players involved in the offense, you know, I don't think you would have seen that earlier in the year, and I think it's very impressive, and I think it's a clear indication of how far Tannehill has come.
Andy Cohen is here, of course, for Tannehill to be at his best. He's got to be kept relatively clean. It was funny because you look back at the Bills game, and I think everybody remembers the late Mario Williams sack that kind of sealed the fate. He beat Tyson Klebo right off the snap. But outside of that, they did a really good job that game of kind of keeping the talented Bills defensive line away from Ryan Tannehill. But is that at the top of your concern list for this week?
Yeah, they have to protect him. The Bills have the most sacks in the NFL. The Dolphins have given up the most sacks in the NFL. So something's got to give there. But, you know, as crazy as it sounds, despite the 51 sacks, and I know it's hard to say despite the 51 sacks, the offensive line has really shown some consistency over the last month or so. And on the plays when Tannehill isn't getting sacked, a lot of those plays, he has plenty of time. The pocket forms well. These guys are doing a good job, you know, a solid job. When you consider what the negative could have been with everything that happened on the offensive line this year, it could have been the anchor that weighed down this team and caused this team not to challenge for the playoffs. And the fact that they are challenging and the line has been more consistent, Brian McKinney on the left side certainly deserves a large part of the credit for bringing stability to the line. But it's impressive, and the line needs to continue to step up and needs to play as well as it did the first time in Buffalo against Buffalo, if not better, for the Dolphins to win this game.
One of the best guys around to talk Dolphins football with, Andy Cohen. Make sure you read his column every weekday morning at Dolphins.com. Follow him on Twitter at @acohenfins. You got a mailbag coming up next week so people can start getting those answers or those questions, I guess, into you at @acohenfins on Twitter. Andy, always fun. Thanks.
Happy holidays, Jesse.
Hey, you too, and to your family.